getting a lot of information about Italy lately. They won the World Cup, and we're all happy about that. So I brought a song about Italy that only Lenny has heard before, and he's not even here, so that doesn't count. But there's a little history lesson you have to go through, just a short one. There was a woman who was in the House of Commons in World War II. Her name was Lady Mary Astor, and she berated the soldiers from America and England who missed the Normandy invasion for being the D-Day Dodgers. Said they were hanging out in Italy drinking wine instead of being where they should have been, getting killed in northern France. And she wasn't much of a battlefield general, because these guys were sent to Italy so that Hitler would have to split his troops in two places and wouldn't know where the real attack was going to come from. She was kind of like our chimp in chief in Washington when it comes to military affairs right now. So it didn't work out too well. At any rate, she called them the D-Day Dodgers, and they took offense, and they wrote a song which went straight to the top of the charts in World War II. The only other story I have about her is that I understand she was at a state dinner once with Ernest Hemingway. He had had too many glasses of wine and thought that she was starting to look better than she probably looked. And when he made his best move, she said, "Sir, you are drunk." And he said, "Yes, madam, and you are ugly, but tomorrow morning I shall be sober." Yeah. We're the D-Day Dodgers in sunny Italy, always on the vino and always on a spree. Eighth Army soldiers and our tanks, we live in Rome amongst the Yanks, and we are the D-Day Dodgers in sunny Italy. Yes, we are the D-Day Dodgers in sunny Italy. We landed in Salerno, a holiday with pay. The Jerry sent the band out to greet us on the way. They showed us the sights and made us tea. We all sang songs, the beer was free, to welcome the D-Day Dodgers, the sunny Italy. To welcome the D-Day Dodgers, the sunny Italy. Naples and Cassino were taken in our stride. We didn't go to fight there, we just went for the ride. And Anzio and Sangro were just names. We only went to look for dames, the artful D-Day Dodgers in sunny Italy. The artful D-Day Dodgers in sunny Italy. Now, dearest Lady Astor, you think you're mighty hot. You're standing on the platform, you're talking Tommy Rot. And you're England's beauty and her pride. We think your mouth's too bleeding wide. And that's from the D-Day Dodgers in sunny Italy. Yes, that's from the D-Day Dodgers in sunny Italy. 'Cause you take a look around you in the mud and rain. You see the scattered crosses, some that have no names. Heartache and toil and suffering gone. The boys beneath them slumber on. And they are the D-Day Dodgers who stayed in Italy. Yes, they are the D-Day Dodgers who'll stay in Italy. Thank you.